Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
CJGX, serving Saskatchewan and Manitoba. We are GX94.
It's 12 noon. Right now in York and Melville, cloudy and 5. I'm Craig Wolobank with the GX94 news update. Impaired driving is the focus of SGI's December traffic spotlight. In 2020, there were 36 fatalities due to impaired driving in the province. SGI's Tali McMurtry says the numbers are improving, but he also says more work still has to be done.
We have seen significant improvements over the past decade in the number of collisions, injuries, and fatalities that have resulted from impaired driving. It's been nearly cut in half since 2010, but it's still too high, and it's still, as I mentioned, the leading cause of fatality on Saskatchewan roads.
During last year's holiday season, there were 3 deaths and 44 injuries due to impaired driving. Well, the province of Saskatchewan providing an additional $50,000 to the Western Development Museum for the upcoming fiscal year is to support the expansion of virtual programming across the province. Last year, the WDM purchased video equipment to film and live stream events, and staff are now being trained on the use of it. As well, a new online booking system will improve the customer experience, providing links for live stream programming and allowing the booking of virtual and in-museum programs by school groups and the public. Federated Co-op has struck a major deal with Cenovus Energy to purchase 181 Husky retail fuel sites for $264 million. It'll be the largest retail acquisition in co-op history. FCL Chief Executive Scott Banda says it will strengthen their presence in Western Canada and create more output at the co-op refinery in Regina.
We have capacity at our refinery that we're not utilizing right now. This transaction moves us closer to full utilization of the site, but as many are aware, we've been working very hard to be more competitive with our refinery and our other manufacturing operations.
The deal still requires approval from the Federal Competition Bureau. Banda hopes that can be done by the middle of next year. In the courts, a new date set for a former Yorkton man arrested in connection with the death of a 1-year-old girl in Regina. 21-year-old Bailey Peepeach missed his scheduled appearance yesterday. If he fails to attend Regina court on Tuesday, a warrant's going to be issued. He was originally charged and arrested for aggravated assault in October of last year, but the charge was upgraded to manslaughter when the girl died. Regina police were called to a hospital for a report of a critically injured child. The injuries were suspected to be the result of physical abuse. A Valley River First Nation man found guilty of manslaughter has been sentenced. 27-year-old Rowland McKay received just over 7 years in prison and 3 years probation, but thanks to time already served, he only has 9 months left in his jail term. In July 2017, RCMP responded to a report of human remains found on the reserve. The investigation determined a 44-year-old man had been dead for some 10 days. A Pine Creek First Nation man has been back in court in connection with a shooting. 24-year-old Jericho Flatfoot was arrested in June and charged with assault with a weapon and aggravated assault, as well as firearms offenses. In Dauphin Court, he was remanded to December. June 4th, a 22-year-old man suffered a gunshot wound to his hand but didn't report the incident to police and did not seek treatment in hospital. A new court date for a Grenfell area man arrested after a 4-vehicle crash in August last year in Regina that left a 19-year-old woman with injuries. 50-year-old Charlton LaValle is charged with impaired driving causing bodily harm and is due back in Regina court December 14th. Queen City cops say one of the drivers showed signs of potential drug use. The suspect was taken to hospital for assessment, then transferred to police custody. Australia is going to conduct a wide-ranging parliamentary inquiry into the behavior of the world's largest technology companies and the need for new legislation. Laura Bradley-Watson has the story.
Australia is already leading global efforts to rein in the powers of the likes of Alphabet and Facebook. This latest inquiry will investigate the algorithms used by social media platforms, how the companies verify identification and age, and the extent to which restrictions on these are being enforced. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said more regulation could be on the horizon. Morrison's announcement is likely to stoke tensions between Canberra and the tech giant.
Earlier this year, Australia implemented tough new laws that made Facebook and Google pay for local media content. A 15-year-old boy killed three fellow high school students and wounded eight others after opening fire at a Michigan high school. Gloria So reports.
Local police said the victims included a 16-year-old boy, a 17-year-old girl, and a 14-year-old girl. One of the wounded was a teacher, and the rest were students at Oxford High School, about 40 miles north of Detroit. Undersheriff Michael McCabe told reporters the suspect was believed to have acted alone and was arrested without resistance. McCabe added that the suspect divulged nothing to police and demanded a lawyer after his parents advised him not to speak.
Police say the suspect's father bought the gun just 4 days ago. And four people were injured, one seriously, when an old aircraft bomb exploded at a bridge near Munich's busy main train station. The explosion happened as the site was being drilled to build a tunnel. World War II bombs are regularly discovered during construction work in Germany and are usually defused by experts or destroyed in controlled explosions. More than 2,000 tons of live bombs and munitions are discovered each year in Germany, more than 70 years after the end of the war. Know about breaking local news anytime? Download the GX94 app. Check news and subscriptions. We'll send it to your phone, and it's free. It's 12:06. That is GX94 News. Now with his commentary, here's Paul Martin.
Good afternoon. Benny Walsh again with your GX94 Sports. Malva Millionaire captain Jonathan Cron scored twice, including the game-winning goal in the second period. As the Malva Millionaires won their seventh game of the season, they beat the Notre Dame Pounds 3-1 on home ice last night. Mel's head coach and GM Mike Rooney says their captain came up pretty big.
Yeah, he did. You know what? He got nicked up the other night a little bit against LaRange, and other guys stepped up and did their thing. And then we, you know what? We had a couple guys get nicked up here again tonight, and it was Johnny's turn to come through. And
meanwhile, Rooney also adds the effort from his hockey club the last month has been pretty sound.
It's really been building since November 1. We talked about that date, and you know what? We just progressively, you know, got a little bit better and a little bit stronger, and we're just playing well. And our whole group has really learned to compete, and it's made a world of difference.
Zach Kane and SJHL MVP of the week Noah Wills also had 2 points for the Money Men. They return to the ice on Friday night when they host the Weyburn Red Wings. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock from the Horizon and Credit Union Center. Also last night, the Viterra Division leading Estevan Bruins, they blanked the Nipawin Hawks 6-0. While the humble Broncos, they hammered the Kindersley Clippers 7-2. Next game for the Yorkton Terriers will be on Friday night when they begin a two-game road trip in Melford against the Mustangs. And GX94 will broadcast the game with Legacy Co-op Terriers Hockey. Starting the pregame show at 7:20, play-by-play will begin at 7:30 from the Northern Lights Palace. Speaking of the Terriers, second-year defenseman and Regina product Parker Jasper has been named the SJHL's Defenseman of the Week. Also last night in the Major Hockey League Under-15 division, the Yorkton Global Egg Terriers fell 10-6 to the Yorkton RH Electric Terriers. In the WHL was the Moose Jaw Warriors. They beat the Brandon Wheat Kings 4-3 in the shootouts. While the Seattle Thunderbirds beat the Prince George Cougars last night 3-1. And the Spokane Chiefs edged the Victoria Royals 6-5 in overtime. December has arrived, and that means the start of the 2022 World Junior Hockey Championships is just a couple of weeks away. Today, Hockey Canada released its invitees for next week's World Junior Selection Camp, as Canada attempts to construct a roster that will strike gold after settling for silver last year, losing 2-0 to the United States in the gold medal finals. Among the 35 players selected included defenseman and Mooseman-born Damon Hunt of the Moose Jaw Warriors. The World Juniors run from December 26th through January 5th in Edmonton and Red Deer, Alberta. Meanwhile, the next game for the Wawisi Kappa Wolverines will take place tomorrow night when they host the Selkirk Steelers. Puck drop in the Wawisi Kappa Arena Complex will take place at 7:30. Well, the next action for the Swan Valley Stampeders will take place on Saturday nights as the Stampeders will be at the Manitoba Capital to take on the Winnipeg Freeze. Meanwhile, the Prairie Junior Hockey League tonight, there's two games on tonight's schedule. The Fort Knox will be down in Assiniboia to take on the Southern Rebels. Game time will take place at 7:30, while the Saskatoon Wesleys, they visit the Delisle Chiefs in the league's other game. Saskatchewan Under-18 AA Hockey League tonight. The Malville Millionaires travel to Weyburn to take on the Red Wings. Game time will be at 7:30. Saskatchewan Female Hockey League Under-13 Division. At 6 o'clock in Balcarres, the Barracudas host the Parkland Fire. Those two organizations will also meet in the Under-15 A Division tonight in Balcarres, as the Fire will take on the Balcarres Barracudas at 8:15 from the Polar Dome. Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League tonight, there is one game on the schedule. Estevan Bruins will be in Melford to take on the Mustangs. Saskatchewan Male Under-18 AAA Hockey League, the Swift Current Legionnaires are in Moose Jaw to take on the Warriors. Prince Albert Minto as they host the Saskatoon Blazers. And the Saskatoon Contacts will be in the Battlefords to take on the Battleford Stars. Next game for the Yorkton Seacon Maulers will be on Friday nights when they visit the Tisdale Trojans. In the Major Hockey League Under-13 Division, at 7 o'clock in Grenfell, the Grenfell Spitfires host the Yorkton Premier Cabinet Terriers, while the Malville Thunder will be in Yorkton to take on the Yorkton Pathway Supply Terriers at 7:15. Under-18 Division tonight, the Langeberg Warriors will be in Yorkton to take on the Remax Terriers, while the Indian Head Chiefs will be in Fort Capel to battle the Fort Knox at 7:30 from the Fort Capel Rec Center. Six games tonight in the National Hockey League, including a trio involving Canadian teams. At the Toronto Maple Leafs, they host the Colorado Avalanche, while the Vancouver Canucks will be in our nation's capital to tangle with the Ottawa Senators. And the Edmonton Oilers, they host the Pittsburgh Penguins. Jaren Jackson Jr. scored 25 points, lead the Memphis Grizzlies to a 98-91 victory last night over the Toronto Raptors. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse says the Grizz played very well defensively.
They just stayed off of everybody. There wasn't a whole lot of space and kind of baited us into some early shots, and we kind of kept taking them one after another and didn't make many, kind of started that, you know, stagnant, non-scoring part of it. Yeah, that's for sure.
The Raptors, who have lost now their last three games, return to action tomorrow against the Milwaukee Bucks. The Canadian Football League playoffs are off until Sunday when the CFL Divisional Finals will be held. In the East Division Final, be the Hamilton Tiger Cats, they visit the Toronto Argonauts. While the Saskatchewan Roughriders will be in Winnipeg on Sunday to take on the Blue Bombers in the West Division Finals. GX94 will broadcast the game with Cooperators Roughriders Football. Pre-game show starts at 2. Play-by-play from IG Field gets underway at 3 o'clock from the Manitoba Capital. Meanwhile, the U Sports football final, the Vanier Cup, will take place this Saturday as the Saskatchewan Huskies will take on the Western Ontario Mustangs in Quebec City. Kickoff time will be at noon Saskatchewan time. Also this weekend will be the Canadian Junior Football League National Final from Ontario as Yorkton's Matthew Stackhouse and the London Beefeaters will host the Langley Rams. And some baseball news. The Toronto Blue Jays have made it official. They signed right-hander Kevin Gausman to a 5-year, $110 million contract. Gausman is 14-6 with a 2.81 earned run average last season with the San Francisco Giants. Well, time right now is 12:15. That's your sports updates. Stay tuned. Coming up next is GX on Agriculture with Doug Falconer.